Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It is Wednesday, April 25th, 2012. It's approximately 10 past 9 in the morning and I'm hauling my butt out to work. Yesterday I decided to take the day off because I entered a competition to do a cover song that is available on the same website on which I'm going to be posting my own cover version. It's an independent music site, and I'd already done the song. It was almost just about finished, and I kept listening to it, and I really didn't like it, so I decided to re-record the vocals yesterday, and then ended up re-recording the rhythm section part, and now I'm going to have to do the guitar and maybe add some piano, I'm thinking. I'm still wondering about that. Today's audio boo, I'd like to talk about Acrobat's audio boo on getting a smaller vehicle. He mentioned me and the smart car, and I've done extensive research on the smart car. Many of the points that Acrobat brought up, in fact. So let's start with safety. Well, the smart car, yes, it's a very small car, but it is relatively safe as compared to other cars, other smaller cars, subcompacts in general. It's got what they call the Tridon safety cell, and it basically surrounds the passenger compartment and is designed to protect the passengers in case of a collision. In fact, there's a YouTube video. If you go to YouTube and call up a smart 70 mile an hour collision or something like that, they took a smart car and with a pulley system, I think, or it may have been a remote control, they drove it into a cement deviator, or whatever you want to call those things, those cement barriers, at 70 miles an hour. And I'd like to say that the car came out unscathed. Well, it didn't. But I believe the passenger door still opened. The roof line stayed intact. Now, the only problem with this, of course, it was conducted with nobody in the car, not even crash test dummies. If you look at the how fast it goes from 70 miles an hour to zero and the amount of G's that a body would be subjected to, I'd be hard pressed to say that you wouldn't get hurt. But they were just trying to make the point that the car in and of itself is safe relatively. So at a lower speed, you could conceivably walk away from a very, very bad accident. So that goes for the safety. Now, here in Canada, in Quebec specifically, there is no distinction made on the registration fee or the licensing fee from a smart car to a 5,200-pound Hummer. We all pay $262 a year for the privilege of driving our cars. Again, regardless of the size of the engine, how many piston cylinders you have, or the displacement of the engine. What else? The worst thing about the smart car is, well, there's two things really, is the handling and the comfort. The handling, the front tires are very, very skinny, and it makes the car severely understeer. So if you are the type that likes to drive sporty every now and then, definitely not a car for you. Okay, the car just does not want to handle responsively. You'd think that a little car like that would be nimble, fun to drive, but in fact, it isn't. By all accounts and all the reviews I've read and videos I've seen, most people say it just handles like a shopping cart, and it's just there's no fun there at all. So I've just realized I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna have a second part to this. See you in a little while.